Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo-Ramsey. Let's dive in. Hey, hey, welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here. And before we get into today's interview, I have two things to share. First up, I'm starting my next group coaching program in mid-June. And today's guest is one of my former clients. I think she was in the second or third cohort of my group program. So you'll get to hear a little bit about what that was like for her. And this group experience is for you if you're a creative. Maybe you identify as an artist, a maker, a designer, and you're currently in a 9-to-5 that you know eventually you want to leave. That could be in 6 months, that could be in 2 years, 3 years, and you're not quite sure what is next. So my program will help you create that corporate exit plan so you don't have to stress out about leaving, and you'll explore what's next, what's post-corporate. You may or may not have an idea of what you want to do, and this program is designed to help you go from idea to income. So basically, you're going to take your idea, and guess what? You are going to launch, because that is how we figure things out. You've got to start somewhere. So if you're interested in learning more about that program, head on over to the show notes and you'll see a link to click about my group coaching program. The second thing I have for you is in August, I'm co-leading a women's retreat in Portland, Oregon, and it's called the Solopreneurs Clarity Summer Clarity Retreat, and it's a blend of business strategy and wellness. It wouldn't be a retreat without some focus on self-care, right? So head on over to the show notes to learn more and sign up. And now on to today's guest. My guest, Kira Barsotti, is an artist whose work has always reflected her life's journey and the places she's experienced, and her art is so beautiful. As a brand new mom, she's found a new lease on her creative life through fun and colorful abstract paintings inspired by the colors and textures she loves from the world around her. So let's dive in to my interview with Kira. Hey, Kira, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to talk to you. It has been a year.
Yeah.
Since our group. And I'm so excited to hear what you've been up to. But before we get into that, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. So I'll start at the very beginning. I was born in Ireland, which is just kind of a fun fact about me. My parents are American. I'm American, but have dual citizenship. And that kind of has always been part of my story as far as, like, you know, travel. And I love to camp and explore in the national parks. And I love the rain. I think that has something to do with being Irish. But
yeah,
all these things have always influenced me and inspired me. And yeah, I grew up in the Central Valley of California, and I'm just now, let's see, it'll be 13 years married to my husband in August, which is crazy to think about. And we just had our first son.
Yay.
Who has been challenging and tons of fun.
I can imagine.
But we've been all over the country and have lived all over the country and are happy to be back in our hometown of Chico, California, and living life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And tell us about your artwork.
Sure. Yeah. So I just recently, really with the birth of my son, made the switch from representational landscape paintings and artwork of animals and pets to abstract, which I really wasn't expecting. And I've just been loving. It's, like I said, it kind of, I was starting to dabble with it before, like while I was pregnant, but as soon as Hazel was born, like I took a couple months off to reorient myself, because it's it's a disorienting process to bring a baby into the world. But I've just been going crazy, like throwing paint around. It's very conducive to short naps, long naps. You know, it's amazing if I get more than 15 minutes in the studio, but the nature of the work I'm producing today makes that possible. And I'm just loving it.
Yeah. And you guys, I'm going to have Kira's links in the show notes. Definitely follow her on Instagram. She's such a beautiful artist.
Thank you. And I've
seen her work transform to this new iteration. And it's just so much, it is so much fun to see. And I would also love to just ask, like, what do you think is next for you in life?
Yeah. So I'm currently still working a day job, but my dream has always been to work for myself as an artist. And I'm really feeling like I'm getting a lot of signs that that is going to happen soon. I just got accepted into the Super Fine Art Fair in San Francisco this November.
Congrats!
Thank you. So that definitely feels like a huge step in the right direction. And, you know, a lot of the signs I'm getting have come from me not only looking for them and saying yes to them, but me willing to take bigger and bigger risks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, financial risks being one of them, because the booth fee of that art fair was not low. And really it started with, you know, investing in myself with coaching with you and, you know, investing in my art supplies and upgrading my tools and things like that. So really taking myself seriously, I think, has, you know, now the universe is taking me seriously, kind of feels like.
Yeah. I love it. And I would love to just ask a little bit more about coaching. What made you decide to invest in yourself? Because I get it. That can be a scary number, no matter what that number is. It could be $300. It could be $3,000. It could be $30,000. But what, I'm just curious, like, what had you decide, you know what, I'm doing this?
Well, so I've been trying to start a viable art business for almost a decade now. And I was really feeling stuck and really feeling like, okay, I've been, you know, beating my head against this wall for 5+ years and nothing seems to be working. I'm trying all the things and nothing's working. So that's really one of the main things that prompted me to hire you as a coach. And I will say doing the group coaching was great because it just brought in more ideas from, you know, all the participants. Yes. And everything, and more accountability as well, which was huge for me. I've really learned through that process that consistent action is what brings about results. And so staying consistent in my art practice and staying consistent in trying things and also consistency in the things I'm trying, not trying it for a week and then giving up, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to see it through. So that, I hope that answers the
question. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this is a long game. I mean,
oh yeah.
It's, yeah. You know, same for me. I think for the longest time, I knew I wanted to work for myself. I knew that I wanted to incorporate art and coaching because I'm a multi-passionate person. And it really wasn't until I invested in myself, like put my money where my mouth is and have, you know, have my mentor, have my coach help hold me accountable, because it is, I don't know many people who declare something and then follow through with it 100% on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's power in the collective.
For sure.
Yeah. And I would love to just ask, what did you learn most about yourself during that process?
Yeah. That is a good question. I would say, I think realizing that I am capable of the consistent action, capable of seeing results, capable of being patient. Like, yes. Patience is a huge thing. And I've always described as an Aries, always described myself as an impatient person, and have always kind of identified that way. But and really, that's where so much of my frustration stemmed from, was feeling like this isn't happening on the timeline, the arbitrary timeline that I set out for myself. And so I did a lot of stopping and starting instead of, you know, again, that taking that consistent action forward will build momentum, and the stops and starts is not good for, you know, building momentum. So discovering I do have the patience, I am willing to put in the work. And that's really been a game changer just for my mindset and for seeing results as well.
Yeah. And I think pretty much everybody, I'm just going to say it, can relate to, this isn't happening fast enough. Yes. I know I have said it. And at the same time, and what we do in the group also is, and I talk about this all the time, is at the end of the month, just reflect back on all of the things that you have accomplished in that amount of time. It's amazing what happens when you look for the signs, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They are there. Mm-hmm. They are guiding us. And I love how, you know, you're letting those intuitive hits come in, you're recognizing them, and you're taking action.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's another thing I learned through coaching is looking for the wins and using that to propel you. So, you know, kind of there's that book, The Gap and the Gain, that I love so much. You know, focusing on the progress you have made versus how much further you have to go. It just makes the whole process much more enjoyable. I used to hate the process and the journey, and I always wanted the destination, and I've totally done a 180 on that. And I love, you know, the process and the journey. And then when it's over, it's over.
Right.
I'm enjoying being in process.
Yeah. May as well enjoy the moment.
Totally.
And I'm so with you. I'll just say it. I hated enjoy the journey. Trust the process. I used to hate that crap.
Yeah.
I was like, no, get me the whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
And now, you know, especially since having left my day job, and this journey honestly is the biggest self-development journey that I have ever taken. And I'm enjoying it versus trying to compare myself to others and really just focusing on the people like you who I get to work with and that I get to celebrate and see flourish. And you just had so much success in the group because you did the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just want to recognize you for that. You did the work. Yeah. It's not always easy.
Yeah.
But you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to just ask you, what advice or what thought would you have for somebody who is really struggling with, should I, shouldn't I invest in myself or take that course or whatever it is?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tricky one. I mean, obviously I spent years trying to figure it out on my own. And really, you know, money was a big barrier. You know, I will say my husband and I are in a much more secure place financially now. Even though I am still part of that is because I am still working a job. But I would say if, you know, for me, I finally had to admit to myself that this dream isn't going away. So I might as well, you know, make the investment of time and energy and money. You know, I was doing the time and energy piece, but the money piece was missing. And And I would say, you know, like you said, putting your money where your mouth is, you do, like, money is what makes the world go round. That's our, it's just our currency for, you know, our tactile currency for energy exchange is money. Mm-hmm. And so if you're putting that into something, you're going to get a return. That's just business 101. You know, you got to spend money to make money. And especially starting out, investing in yourself and your mindset work is key, because that's what's going to carry you through. You know, you can learn all the steps, but if you're not going to follow through and use those steps and take those actions, then they're useless to you. So I definitely would recommend mindset coaching to anyone.
Oh, 100%. And no matter who you are, whether you're just starting out, you could be 20 years in, like, mm-hmm. there's that saying, new level, new devil.
Yeah.
And no matter what benchmark you hit, if you're continuing to grow and evolve, there's always something. I know for myself, I'm going to continue to work with someone until I'm gone, because mm-hmm. I also want to continue growing and developing, and I know I can't do it on my own.
Yeah.
I definitely can't do it on my own.
As a new mom, that has, like, all new meaning to me. new level, new devil.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, the minute you think you've got it figured out, there's something new that happens.
Yes, that is so true. I can only imagine.
Yep.
Well, what are you most excited about in addition to the San Francisco show? What else do you have on the horizon?
Well, I am just loving these abstract pieces. I'm working on multiple pieces at a time. I'm multiple sizes. I feel like I'm using up all of my paints in a way that, like, it's just like, it's fun and playful, and I'm literally just feel like I'm throwing paint and art supplies and crayons, and, you know, it's just like I feel like I've tapped into my inner child again, which is really fun.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited to see where those go. And I've just started a series on paper, which again kind of takes some of the you know, oh, this is art seriousness out of it, as opposed to painting on canvas. So again, it's just like another level of kind of freedom of creative expression, and I'm able to make a ton of art too, you know, with all these little pieces. So I'm planning on doing some local markets this summer, and also doing some shop updates once a month with the work that I have made from the previous month that don't sell at those markets. So I feel like I've got a good plan going forward, and I'm kind of calling this project painting a day. Because I am painting every day, and I'm trying to finish at least one of them every day. I'm usually starting multiple, working on multiple paintings every day, but the goal is to get one done every day. So it's been really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually at the time of this recording, I am too. And we didn't talk about this beforehand, but it seems like we kind of started it at the same time.
Yeah.
And there is something so freeing about it. And I'm also painting on paper. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it easy.
Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. just fun to experiment with different types of tools. And same for me, Kira. And I think it's maybe something around this springtime.
Totally.
Of blooming and rebirth and energy that I'm just having so much fun with it too.
Yeah. For sure. My allergies are another thing.
Oh,
me too. I'm a little stuffed up right now.
Me too.
Spring is great, but it, you know, everything has another side of the coin.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like, I don't know if it's the allergies that are messing with my vocal cords, because uh-huh. it's kind of been like that lately, but I'm just loving the creative flow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kira, for sharing about your story. And I would love to do in this next segment what I call rapid fire questions, just so people can get to know you a little bit more.
Yes.
Okay. So what is your favorite season, since we're talking about seasons?
Oh, that would have to be, I think it depends on where in the country I am.
That's
East
fair.
Coast, yeah. East Coast, 100%, it's fall. You know, the colors of the trees. It's actually cool out. California, though, is winter. I do love cold weather. I love to knit, and I love a reason to wear my knits.
Nice. How about coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Multiple cups of coffee a day.
Here. And how do you take it?
Black.
Me too. How about your favorite quote?
Oh, geez. Well, so I've got one up here on a sticky note that I've had for a while. It's by Florence Shin, and it says, "Faith knows it has already received and acts accordingly."
Love it. How about the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
Oh, gee, in the theater. I think it might have been The Menu with Anna Joy Taylor and Ralph Fiennes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen. Did you like it? I'm just curious.
I did. So I think actually there was another movie. Oh, I'm totally blanking on the name, but I feel like there's been a theme of rich people acting insufferably and getting their due.
That's funny.
Media, you know, from White Lotus to The Menu to, you know, all these things. And so I've definitely been like tallying and keeping comparison. One that is in that theme is called, I think it's called The Forgiven, and it's streaming somewhere. It kind of came and went, but that also has Ralph Fiennes in it. Would highly recommend that one.
Oh, cool.
Those themes. Yeah. That one.
Awesome. Excellent. Thanks. Yeah. How about, are you currently reading anything?
I am reading something. Oh, so I'm in the middle of a graphic novel called Duncan the Wonder Dog.
Oh, cool.
My husband is in a book club, and so I like tag along a few books behind. and this is a graphic novel that was written, I think, 20 years ago ish, maybe a decade ago. And it's really hard to find copies in print, but you can get a PDF of it. So that's been good. And then I just started reading Mother Peace, which is a book about the tarot cards, the Mother Peace tarot cards. So I got that book for my birthday and just started it.
Oh, cool. You know, it's so funny. I was just in a meeting yesterday, a coach's meeting, and the guest facilitator was talking about tarot and how she incorporates it in her coaching. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
How about do you have a word of the year?
I do. It's also on a sticky note in front of me.
Nice.
The word this year is grow. So last year was space. And that was, you know, you've got to clear space in order for things to grow. So it was also, we had just bought a house. We were hoping to get pregnant and all of that happened. So that's, you know, making space for new life. And then this year we're focused on growing that life and growing not only the boy, but our garden outside and my business and everything. So.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Last rapid fire question. What would be your dream vacation?
Right now, Japan is high on the list.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very
cool. That's one that my husband and I want to take without Hazel.
Yeah.
So we can enjoy the nightlife in Tokyo and all that.
Oh, sweet. I've only been to the airport. One of the airports. I would love to go back. My cousin worked in Japan for many years. Didn't get to visit him out there, but that's also on my list.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for playing that with me. Mm-hmm. And then as we wind down, Kira, last question. The name of this podcast is Painting Your Path. What does painting your path mean to you?
To me, I can't help but be influenced on my recent painting adventures. And so to me, it means adventure, because every time I start a painting, I feel like I'm discovering it along the way. And so, you know, and I think it's really rare, even with representational art, to have something in mind and be able to replicate it exactly. You know, the painting, you're always responding to what ends up on the canvas. And I think similarly, you have to be in life, you have to be willing to be responsive to what's actually happening. And And yeah, again, enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. You know, keep that vision in mind as you're making decisions, but also be willing to shift gears and see where things take you. So that's what that would mean to me.
I love it. Yeah. And I don't think I've quite heard anybody describe painting your path in that way. So thank you so much for that. And I agree. Life is an adventure.
Yeah.
We may as well have fun.
Totally.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Kara, for being here. And everybody who's listening will have Kara's links all in the show notes. Definitely follow her, connect with her. And until next time, keep painting your path.
Thanks for tuning in, and let me know, what is your biggest takeaway? And if you are interested in learning more about my group coaching program that's starting next month, head on over to the show notes and let's see if you're a fit. And if you're in the Portland, Oregon area in August or heading out that way, my Solopreneur Summer Clarity Retreat is happening August 4th through 6th. And I forgot to say earlier that this is a women's retreat. So, guys, I'll catch you next time. But if you want to learn more about the retreat, head on over to the show notes. And hopefully I'll see you in Portland in August. And that's it, everybody. So take care for now. And until next time, keep painting your path. Thank you so much for staying till the very end. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. If you haven't had a chance yet, please write a review and rate the show. I would love to hear your feedback. And I also have a free resource guide for anybody who is asking themselves, am I on the right path for myself now? Or is there something else that I really want to do? Maybe you're in that quandary. Maybe you're wondering what's next. So head over to the show notes and you'll see my Painting Your Path framework guide. Download it and have some fun. Just start exploring. And if you're looking for a community, please consider joining my Facebook group. And thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.